Today's amazing day of the first daf in Masechet Menachot for this round. Of course, we hope to be with you for many rounds to come. I don't know how long we keep that up, but Bezrat Hashem, you never know. And so, in this round, we're up to daf Beis and our first Mishnah, which will, of course, remind you very much of the Mishnah in Zvachim, and it's basically, the whole daf is going to be very similar to what we did in Masechet Zvachim on daf bet. So, kol ha-menachot she-nikmitzu shelo lishman k'sherot ela shelo alu le-ba'alim l'shem chova, just like on the Zvachim, if you do the shchita of a zevach shelo lishman, and when we said shchita, we meant any of the arba ma'avodais, and the same thing is true over here. The k'mitzah, which is the equivalent of the shchita, we mean any of the arba avodas: kmitza, nesina pekli, halacha, and haktorah. Okay, so kol ha-menachah she-nikmitzu shelo lishman. Now, in fact, the din of shelo lishman means either for a different type of mincha or for a different owner, which is shinui ba'alim. It's exactly the same as we had back in Zvachim. The Mishnah speaks openly only of shinui kodesh, such as bringing a korban chatas as a korban shlamim, which is the next case we'll talk about here too. But the Gemara learns out that this would also be the case if you had in mind Joe's mincha for Reuven's mincha. So that's also going to be the same issue. It's going to be kosher, but it's not going to count towards the net. So it's lo alu le-ba'alim l'shem chova, and just like by Zvachim, we had chutz michatas v'pesach. Here we have chutz michatas, because minchas chote is the equivalent of the chatas, or the minchat kana'ut, which is also ba'al chet, which is referring to the mincha for the sotah. There, they're puzzled completely. So a minchas chote, or a minchas kana'ut, where you did the k'mitza shelo lishma, or you did netina bikli, or you did halacha, or you did haktara, either shelo lishman, or you mixed your makshava. You did it shelo lishman or lishman. Or even if you first did it shelo lishman, and in the end you fixed it by lishman, each one of these has an advantage, obviously, over the other. There's still going to be psulas. What do we mean when we say lishman v'shelo lishman? We mean, you had in mind, for some of it, you were thinking to do it as a minchas chote, and for some of it, you said, I'm going to bring it as a minchas nedava. Now, note that that is a shinui kodesh, not a shinui ba'alim, which means that the Mishnah's example, the model that it's using, is the model of shinui kodesh. This turns out to be very important in our attempts to understand the Mishnah, as we'll see later on, according to other shitas. Ketzad, shelishman v'shelo lishman l'shem minchas chayta l'shem minchas nedava. Shelo lishman v'lishman l'shem minchas nedava l'shem minchas chote. So now the question is, when you say, kol ha-menachot she-nikmitzu shelo lishman k'sherot, ela, just shelo alu l'ba'alim. What do you mean by just? Couldn't you simply have said, v'lo alu l'ba'alim l'shem chova? They're kosher, but the but is by definition when you say, and they didn't count. But in the Mishnah always means this is the only but. Ela is just, not just but. Just is different than saying but. Just that they didn't count for the neder. What does that mean, just? Well, that comes to tell me a very important halacha, exactly the same language that taught us in Zvachim, namely, Kamash Malan, the only single issue that has changed in bringing it Shelo Lishma is the fact that it was Lo Ola Labalim L'Shem Chova. But that doesn't give you the right to change it in any way. It is still considered to be that original mincha. You have to deal with it as if it's that original mincha, and you don't say, well, I already changed it into this new thing that I said it was going to be, so let me now continue to do all of the other avodas for it. No, absolutely not. The Otzer L'Shnuye. So therefore, the mincha itself is kshera as it was, and you cannot change it at all, just like we saw back in Zvachim, according to Rava. the Amar Rava, you have a carbon eila, you shechted it shalolishma. So let's say you shechted it to be an asham or something. You can't be zorek the dam also shalolishma, because either it makes no sense to, then we'll see that it's actually, there's an iser in changing any of the dinim. So yibayseh mesvara, yibayseh makura. Look, I don't even know that we need a pasuk, but consider. The svara is that just bishrimta bishani b'kalhani, so because you messed it up by doing a shelo lishma in whatever, the kmita, the kabbalah b'kli, he was talking about the shvita and the kabbalah. So therefore what? Lishve bavanizo? So keep messing up because you messed up once, mess up again? After all, it is a mess up. Because it's actually the truth is Rashi, there's two completely different pirushim in Rashi between the way that he said it in Zvachim and the way that Rashi says it over here. Because over here, he simply mentions that you're not allowed to change something because it says, Ve'im zevar shlamim korbano. And that means, as we learned that before, im zevach shlamim means you must bring a zevach shlamim for shlamim. So im zevach shlamim korbano, then do it as a zevach shlamim. But the truth is that Rashi and Zvachim points out that there's an iser to actually change, not just the mitzvahs asay, because we learned out from lo yechashev, we have back in Zvachim, that lo yechashev means do not have any machshava of shinui in it. So don't, that of course would be an iser lagabe pigo, but we learn out from it that any machshava that's inappropriate. So that's how Rashi explained it over there. But the point is, what makes you think that you could now consider it to be something other than what it was? If it was usher to change for the kmitza, then it's going to be usher to change again for the kabbalah b'kli, or for the halacha, or for the actual haktara, obviously. So it's a simple svara. I mean, I don't know why I need to show you a pasuk. But, vibayisema, if you insist, so in other words, what would you insist? You would say, look, the din of shalolishma and saying that it's kosher may not be just that the shalolishma did not impact it to aser it. The meaning of the shalolishma might be that you actually effectively changed the type of carbon that it is, and now you should bring it for the new carbon. So if you had originally decided, okay, I'm going to make this a minchas marcheshet, you know, and then you say, I'm bringing this l'shem minchas machavat. Maybe you should then put it into a frying pan instead of a deep fry, because you said you're going to do it as a machavat. So if that's the case, then it would be dafka, the right way to do it would be to change it into what it is that you said it's going to be. Maybe that's what you'll say. I'm going to show you in the pasuk that that is definitely not what to do. And that was the same pasuk that we learned before. Remember, this is where Rava said it, was in Zvachim, since it says in the Torah, Motza sifatecha tishmor v'yalsita kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava. Now, this is an absolutely wild pasuk. It says, do kasher nadarta, so do exactly like your neder was. What is a neder? As opposed to a nidava. A neder is that you say, I'm taking it on my shoulders. I'm taking it on myself to make sure that I bring an oila. Okay, so then it's a special din. If anything happens to it, you took it on your shoulders. You're going to have to replace it. But then a nedava is, you don't take it on yourself. You just take the animal. You say, this animal is going to be an oila. If anything happens to it, it's not your responsibility. It's a din in the animal and not in you. So, what we have here is a pasuk that contradicts itself within a few words. It says, Ve'asita kasher nadarta, do your neder. L'Hashem Elokecha. How will you do your neder? Nidava. If it's a neder, it's not a nidava. Nidava? You just called it a neder. So therefore, what must be the pasuk? I mean, can't make up its mind. Kori la neder, kori la nidava, which one is it? Ella, what it's saying is, V'asita kasha nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha. You should do it exactly as you said it was going to be, whatever it was. Anoila. And if you didn't do it right, v'in lav, and you had a bad machshava that it's something else, that doesn't mean it's not what you said it was going to be. It will be that, but it'll be a nadava. It won't be yotze, your neder. It'll be as if you gave this animal as a nadava, but it's still the same type of nadava that the neder was. The difference is that you're still harei alai oila, you weren't yotze. So you made the animal into an oila, but it's still an oila, and therefore it's a nadava. Im kamoshin adart, that's a neder. And if not, it's a nadava. And if it's a nadava, you're allowed to make changes in it. It's an iser to make changes in it. V'nedova mishare l'shinuyebe? Of course you can't change it. So therefore, it's very clear. The pasuk is telling you a machshava of any type of change does not effectuate the change. The only question is, how badly does it damage the carbon that you're bringing? Which is a totally different issue. Hey, now it appears that this Mishnah cannot in any way work out according to Rabbi Shimon. Because take a look at this braisa. Rabbi Shimon argues fundamentally on this Mishnah. I don't see how we could ever make it fit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol ha-menachot she-nikbetzu shelo lishman, ksherot. Whoa. Not only are they ksherot, they're all ulabalim l'shem chova. They're totally ksherot. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the whole point of the Mishnah is wrong. And I'll explain to you why, says Rabbi Shimon. You can't use the Mishnah in Zvachim as a template for Menachas and just substitute for Zvicha, and which is Shvita, and Kabbalah, and Halacha, and Zrika, substitute the words Kemitza, Nesina Bekli, and Halacha, and Haktara. It's ridiculous. Because, look, Ein HaMenachot Domot Zvachim. If you're going to make a shinoi in the zeva, in the mincha, everybody's going to look at you, this guy's a nut. I'm bringing this minchas machavat as a marcheshet. What do you think we are, blind, stupid? What's the matter with you? It's obviously not a marcheshet. You put it in a frying pan and you baked it like a pancake. And if you say, I'm making this minchas chote and into a minchas nedava, really now? And how come there's no Shemen? And how come there's no Lavona? Get out of here. You can't make a change because the change in Menachot are changes in what the actual body of the Mincha is. But when you change a Zevach, I can't see the difference between a Chatos and an Asham and an Oyel or a Shlomim. I don't see it. And therefore, in what it is that you're going to do, I don't know what you're going to do later. I don't know if you're going to do the Zrika or whatever. I'm looking at the particular thing that you're saying. I don't see that there's anything in your statement that makes it absurd. But when it comes to a mincha, it's absurd. So therefore, look, a menachas are not domot bezvachim. Somebody takes a minchas machavat, and he says, I am doing this knitza as if this was a marcheshet. Get out of here. You're an idiot. How stupid do you think we are? Ma'aseh mochichin alelashu machavat. It's quite clear that you are doing a kmitza of a minchas machavat. If you say,
it didn't pan out the way he thought it would.
If you say, I'm bringing this mincha chareva, so it's a minchas chayte, and I'm bringing it as a blula, a type of mincha that's mixed with oil. So what are you, crazy? I see very well that this is not a belula. So therefore, it makes no impact at all. But when it comes to Zvachim, Zvachim is not like that. I can't see the difference. I mean, they're all going to be shechted. They're all going to be zrikad. I mean, I don't see the difference when you say what you're going to do to the zrika. I don't see whether the zrika is going to be shnayim, shein arba, whether you're going to put, I mean, that's not what I see. And therefore, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Mr. Cohen. By the way, Rashi Shita is that wherever we say l'shem, it means that he makes an actual statement to that effect. It's not that he's thinking it alone. Makshava, according to Rashi, has no impact, only the statement of the Makshava. And as we're saying, if somebody hears what you're saying, then they think you're crazy if you're changing the reality. Masha'in came by Zvachim. It's one Shechita. All animals are shechted. All animals are Zorik the Dam. And I'm not looking at the Zrika now to know what it is that I'm going to be doing, Shnayim, Shein, Arba, or whatever. And there's one Kabbalah of Dam for all. They're all exactly the same. So therefore, I think we're going to have to agree, gentlemen, that this Mishnah is absolutely not like Rabbi Shimon. There does not seem to be anything to do about it. Gosh. Now, it turns out that it's not as simple as it seems. There actually is a way of making the Mishnah work out like Rabbi Shimon. You say, but that's insane. He says openly against the Mishnah. Ah, you see, the problem is that Rabbi Shimon contradicts himself. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is to first see the contradiction, and then we'll go back and explain the differences, because the Gemara, as usual, is assuming you have learnt the Gemara 40 times before you came in here to the Daf Yomi, and therefore you know exactly what we're talking about. But since there seems to be some time pressures on people, and they only get in 10 or 20 times, they may not remember exactly what the problem in Rabbi Shimon is. So, let's jump ahead a little bit over here to the Gemara that says, V'rami de Rabbi Shimon, ad Rabbi Shimon. Let us figure out this contradiction about Rabbi Shimon against himself. This is like right above the middle of the page, okay? Let's take a look at it. The same page. Let's take a look at it. Menachem El. Like taking a look at it requires opening one's eyes, even if they're dry. So let's take a look above the midpoint of the page, and we'll see the Rami. Isn't there a contradiction, says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon to himself? We just had the Braita, in which Rabbi Shimon said that the halacha is that it's Eila Labalim L'Shem Chova if you made a change. Now remember, that has two very important implications. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you made a Shinui in a Chareva, what's a Chareva? A minchas chote. The Mishnah said that a minchas chote, if you try to make a change in, it becomes totally puzzle. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's totally kosher. And furthermore, the Mishnah said that any shinui is actually going to make the mincha lo ola labalim l'shem chova. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it will be ola labalim l'shem chova. So there's two central things in which Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Mishnah. Now let's take a look at this Braita, and over here Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Mishnah, and apparently he's changed his mind or something or another. So Rami de Rabbi Shimon, not a Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, here we've got a Braita in which Rabbi Shimon says, Kodesh Kodashimi Kechatat Vicha Asham. The Korban Mincha, remember we just had that Pasuk, is like, and I mentioned to you, it's going to be a very central pasuk. It's like a chatas and it's like an asham. What does that mean? I mean, chatas and asham are not the same. Well, yesh mehem kechatat v'yesh mehem kasham. Some of these menachas, if you change the shame, they're treated like a chatas and you destroyed it. And it's like a chatot, ametot, useless. And some menachas that you're changing are like an asham. So what do I mean? Well, if it's a minchas chote, then it's like a chatas. So if you took a minchas chote and you did a shalol lishma on it, what would be the din of shalol lishma? It's like a chatas, and it's completely puzzled like a chatas. But suppose it's a minchas nedava. If it's a minchas nedava, it's like an asham. What's the din of an asham? Come to shalol lishma, it's kshera. But the same thing about the asham, when the asham is kosher, shalol lishma, it's kosher, but it's not meratza for the person who needed to bring it, right? So just like the asham is kosher ve'eno meratza, the minchas nedava is kshera ve'eno meratza. Oh my God. I mean, you can't get a bigger contradiction. It's like, here is Rabbi Shimon saying that the din is exactly like the Mishnah. And there we had, a minute ago, the bright of Rabbi Shimon, that argues miakatze lakatze, and he says that the chariva l'shem belula, which essentially means a minchas chote l'shem a minchas vedava, is completely kosher. And there, he says, shinoi bailin, sorry, shinoi in the name of the korban, is a joke. Everybody sees it's a joke. Are you stupid? And here he says, oh, a disaster. It's going to be like an asham. It won't be oila l'shem chova. You won't be yotzi your neder. What's going on? So now we've got a number of different approaches. So Rabbi says, look, it's very simple. Where Rabbi Shimon said it's not considered to be a shinui is where you can see with your own eyes that it's a joke. What do you mean I'm bringing a marcheshet as if it's a machavat? No, you're not. I'm looking at it, stupid. But what about if you make it as a shinui violent? I am bringing this mincha, which belongs to Reuven. I am bringing it for Shimon. Can I see that? Can I see? No, you're not. No, you're not. Of course not. So over there, Rabbi Shimon agrees. Yes. I mean, the only reason I disagreed with you is because ein amenachot domot lezvachim, because you could see the difference. But when it comes to the shinui bailim, I can't see the difference of a shinui bailim. And there, Rabbi Shimon completely agrees that the halacha is like the Mishnah. If it's loyal to the bailim l'shem chayva, and if it's a minchas chayte, it's shelo l'shma, and it's puzzled completely, and so on. So what's your problem? Everything's good. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said to Rav, what do you mean everything is good? How is it good? I mean, l'maisa, that what was the mucker, you know, that the halacha would be that you are going to pasul a mincha with exactly the same things that are going to be pasuling a zevach. This idea that a machshava is pasul by a mincha is actually the pasuk that we just said. It's kadosh kadoshim kechatat v'chasham. Now that is called a hekesh. Now, do you know the rule? It's a very famous Gavi rule. Ein hekesh lemechza. You can't apply a hekesh halfway. If the Torah is telling you a shinui is possible by a mincha, so then a shinui is possible by a mincha. You don't like the idea? Tough on you. That's a hekesh. You can't be makish a question on a hekesh. Says Rabbi, excuse me. We're talking about Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon is unique. He has this incredible shita that all of the dinim of the Torah need to be applied according to your brains. That's called darshinan taimei dekra. You look into what the svara is that the Torah is saying, and that's what the Torah said. So therefore, if maaseh mochich, the karma Rabbi Shimon, is simply a straightforward svara, anybody understands the difference, Rabbi Shimon, remember, all over Shas is darish taimei dekra. He says the Torah needs to be understood according to the logic of the Tam. So, obviously, if the Torah says it's going to be pasul, it means because you made a change that is actually a possible change. But it's only a machshava de lo minkira. That's where the Torah passed it. But I, who understand that the Torah always is meant to be understood according to the way that it makes sense, a machshava de minkira, why would the Torah pass that? It isn't a machshava at all. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the hekesh. The hekesh was for a machshavas psul. This is not a machshavas psul. That's what I'm saying. And therefore, I leave it to Rabbi Shimon. It's easy to make a distinction between a psul of a shinui bailim, where over there, yes, it's not detectable, and it's a real machshava, versus a shinui kodesh, which, when it comes to a mincha, is instantly detectable, and therefore is a ridiculous machshava. Now, if that's true, says the Gemara, then elameata. You know what? I'm gonna leave this because I don't want to go. Unless you guys don't mind, and we won't do the Mishnayos today. We'll just go a little bit further, okay? Because we want to see all of the different terutzim. You don't mind, okay? So then we've got some problems. The problems are like this: if you are claiming that according to Rabbi Shimon, as soon as I have a machshava that is detectable, then it's not a machshava at all. So now, how are you going to explain that according to Rebbe Shimon, if you bring an Eil HaSa'of, and that Eil HaSa'of you went, and where do you bring an Eil HaSa'of? Do you remember? Up or down? Correct. Up. Remember, Of flies up. If it's an Ola, which goes up. But if it's a Chatas, then it's brought down. So the Dam is applied on the top, and the Malika is done on the top versus the Chatas, where we do the Malika standing on the ground next to the Mizbeach, and we do the Dam standing on the ground next to the Mizbeach. And let me tell you something else. There's two different ways to do the Dam, remember? We do the Eil HaSa'of, the Dam is brought on the Mizbeach through Mitzui. We squeeze it out onto the Mizbeach. Marshenken, by the Chatas HaOf, we do a Hazah. We take the body of the Of and sprinkle it by using the velocity of our hands, sprinkling it towards, while it's still in the bird, sprinkling it towards the Mizbeach. So there's a lot of ways that you can see the difference between an Eil HaSa'of and a Chatas HaOf. So therefore, according to Rebbe Shimon, if a guy claims that I am bringing this Eil HaSa'of with the Machshava that it's a Chatas HaOf, then we should say, what an idiot. We see perfectly well that you're standing on top of the Mizbeach, and you're doing an Aveda of an Eil HaSa'of. Don't give us this garbage for a Chatas. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Meratzah, because it's obvious, Maaseh HaMochichin Aleha, that you're joking around. I mean, I see it's an Eil HaSa'of, because if it was a Chatas HaOf, you would be on the ground, and you would be doing it Lamata. Excuse me. A Malika, it's true, a Malika of a Chatas HaOf is done on the ground, but it doesn't have to be done on the ground. It's done on the ground because it'd be pretty stupid if you did it on top of the Mizbeach, because then by the time you got down off of the Kevesh to the bottom of the Mizbeach, probably there wouldn't be any blood left for you to be able to be Maza, you know? But that doesn't mean that you can't do Malika on the same place that you were doing a Malika HaSa'of. Up to Chatas HaOf l'mala milesa, but there's no such thing as a Malika on top. That means the halacha is, remember, Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach shera. That's not a problem. Okay. How about this? A guy is bringing an Eil HaSa'of, and he's putting the dam on the mizbeach through mitzui, squeezing the bird, which is the way that an Eil HaSa'of is done, and he's putting it l'mala michut ha-sikra, which is the place where it's done for an Eil HaSa'of, and he says, I hereby do this dam l'shem Chatas HaOf. It should be meratzah, because he's obviously kidding around. Maaseh HaMochichin Aleha d'Eil HaSa'ofi. It's clearly an Eil HaSa'of. It would be a Chatas HaOf. First of all, he would be l'mata michut ha-sikra, and he would be doing it with hazah. He would be sprinkling it. He wouldn't be mitzuying it. It wouldn't be squeezing it out. Well, now, wait a minute. That's not a problem. I mean, people seeing what he's doing, they don't know whether he already did the hazah. And remember, after you do the hazah, you are then going to squeeze out the remnants of the dam, remember? So maybe he's doing the mitzui after he already did the hazah. I don't know. The Omar Mar, you can do the mitzui anywhere you want on the Mizbeach, because it ends up on the Yesod HaMizbeach. So that's not a question either. It's not Maaseh HaMochichin Aleha. Okay, I got another question. How about if a guy brings a Chatas HaOf, and he does it b'hazah, the way you're supposed to, and he's Lamata, the way he's supposed to, and he says, I'm hereby bringing this as an Eil HaSa'of. What an idiot. He thinks we believe a word of this? It should be meratzah, because Maaseh HaMochichin Aleha that it's a Chatas HaOf. Because if it were an Eil HaSa'of, he'd be standing on top of the Mizbeach, and he would be doing mitzui. It would have to be above the Chut HaSikra, and he would have to be squeezing it. How does he explain the fact that he's supposedly doing it in the Shem Eila? He's not. Obviously, he's not. So, according to that, Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's Meratzah. That's right. Thank you very much. He does. He does. Hachinami, he does. He said, the fish ain't a minachot omot is vachim. You notice what he said? He said Menachos are not like Zvachim. He didn't mention Menachos are not like Ophos, did he? No. That's exactly why. Okay. What about a case in which he's going to be changing? You know what? It's getting too late. Let's go back and we'll talk about the other answers that the Gemara is going to get to. I don't want to do the whole daf yet. Tomorrow's daf. So let's go back to where we were holding. Now we know the contradiction in Rabbi Shimon. And now I'm going to tell you that we just saw that Rav Ashi told Rabbi, that makes no sense what you're saying. Okay. He disagrees because after all, it's a hekesh. And Rabbi explained, doesn't matter that it's a hekesh because we're going like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon holds Darshina Taimed Ikra. Okay. So now we're going to see that Rav Ashi answered the contradiction in Rabbi Shimon between the two brightot. And the way that he answered it was not like Rabbi that we just saw. He answers it by saying that in the braita that we had first, that says that the mincha is kosher, whether it would be a minchas chotek, or whether it would be a minchas nedava, that you changed, which you claim is lo ala labalam l'shem chova, I say it is ala. You know what that was referring to? In that braita, he was talking about a kohen who is doing the kmitza of a machavat as a marcheshet. So he says, I'm doing this kmitza as a marcheshet. But the other braita, where Rabbi Shimon says, like the Mishnah, exactly, and that the minchas chayte would be completely possible, and the other minchas would be lo ala labalam l'shem chova, that's talking about where he says, I'm doing the kmitza of this minchas machavat, for a minchas marcheshet, not for a marcheshet. So over there, basically, the mincha is the type of kedusha it has. And the fact that he's doing it differently than the physical thing, that doesn't bother me, because essentially he's talking about an invisible change in the nature of the kedusha, not in the actual body of the mincha. So that is the difference between the two cases. Rabbi Shimon was saying, somebody says, see this frying pan? It's not a frying pan. It's a deep fry. So of course we laugh at him. What are you talking about? I know what it is. But where he says, my machshav is for the kedusha of minchas machava, that we can't see. So that even Rabbi Shimon would agree. And according to that, we could say the mincha is certainly working out according to Rabbi Shimon. Because the Mishnah is talking about a mincha, it says beferish, l'shum mincha. Okay, so there I can make Rabbi Shimon work into our Mishnah. But what about according to Rabba? We just saw Rabba's answer. And what about according to Rava, which we'll talk about in a moment? You don't have an answer to that. Now, maybe you'll say, well, why not? Why not? Let's take Rabba. We just saw Rabba. Rabba said, kan b'shinui kedash, kan b'shinui b'alim, right? So we could use that as an answer. We could say, in the braita, like Rabba said, in the braita where he says it's kosher, there he's talking about a shinui kedash, which is visible. In the second braita, where Rabbi Shimon says, like the Mishnah, that it's pasul, or it's lo ala l'b'alim, then it would be referring to a shinui bialim, which is invisible. And then we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of shinui bialim. And if that's the case, even Rabbi Shimon would agree. No siree. Read the Mishnah again. The Mishnah makes it very clear that it's not talking about a shinui bialim, because the Mishnah actually gives us an example of ketsa v'shma v'shalo l'shma. And what's the example that it gives? The shinui of kadesh. Look what it says, the Tani Ketza Vishman Vishalo Lishman, Lishum Minchas Chote, Lishum Minchas Nedova. Okay? So, excuse me, it's not going to work. We can't fly with this answer that it's talking about Shinui Bailim. If it says Beferish, it's talking about Shinui Kurdish. So, that's not an answer. All right, how about the way Rava answered? We didn't get up to Rava's answer yet, but maybe it would go according to Rava. And what was Rava's answer? Rava's answer is that in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, first Brisa, where Rabbi Shimon argues on the Mishnah, there he's talking about where you were komates a mincha for any other mincha. If you're komates a mincha for any other mincha, it's kosher. But what if you're komates a mincha as a zevach? Now that is different because this komets for another mincha. That's because it says Zot Torah ta mincha, and all of the menachot have the same Torah. But if you shechter a mincha, shechter komets a mincha, l'shem zevach, then it's considered to be pasul. Now that's not what Rabbi Shimon said. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon said it's because it's visible, and the Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, how could you say a teretz like that if Rabbi Shimon himself doesn't say that that's the meaning of what he's, of how he's being mechalik? Fine. But before we get to that, if that is true, so maybe we could say that the Mishnah is talking about Tosso because he had in mind a zevach when it says shelo lishma. And the Braita was referring to a different mincha. No, it's also ridiculous because the Mishnah spells out, I'm talking about a mincha l'shul mincha. Don't give me that. Example is L'shem Minchas Nedarah, L'shem Minchas Chote. Nothing about L'shem Zevach. So we have to bite the bullet. According to Rabba and according to Rava, there's not any possibility of working out this Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, and we're stuck. Machvarta, we're going to have to actually bite the bullet to accept the fact that the Masnisin is the Loka Rabbi Shimon. Okay, the rest of this we already learned, the Rami, the Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbi Shimon, and this brings us to the fullness of the daf. So, we did have a lot of material, but remember, this is material that we know from the Sechet Zvachim. We're very, very aware of the difference of shelo lishma when it comes to a korban chatas, and here a minchas chatas, the difference. And we've introduced this beautiful new idea of Rabbi Shimon, who is mechalik because of his svara, of the way Rabbi understands it, because of his svara, of the darshina taimidik ra, that it's clear that you cannot call a machshava that is minkara, to be nonsensical, as being a machshava that's going to actually impact. But when it would come to a shinui that is a real shinui, we have exactly the same arba matirin that we have arba matirin of the zevach. Okay, wonderful. Those of you who didn't do the 40 times before can basically review the 40 times now and make sure that it sticks.